Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Minister Carmen Reed and I am beyond honored to lead you in this time of prayer this morning. So let's get into it. In Leviticus chapter 22, verses 31 through 33 read, "Keep my commands and follow them. I am the Lord. Do not profane my holy name, for I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who made you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord." Throughout Leviticus chapter 22, the text outlines laws and instructions regarding sacrifices and how to be sure to present holy and clean offerings unto the Lord. But thanks be unto God that through Jesus Christ, we are saved and redeemed and do not have to sacrifice animals and such anymore. But that does not mean that we do not have anything to offer up unto the Lord. There is something else. Here it is. The way that we live our lives demonstrate our gratitude to God. Also, the way we live is and should be a reflection of the God that we serve. The text says, "Do not profane my holy name, for I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who made you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God." Now, let's make this text a little bit more personal to us and read it like this. "Do not profane my holy name, for I must be acknowledged as holy by you. I am the Lord who made you holy and who brought you out of your own circumstances to be your God." God clearly tells us in the text that we are to keep God's command and follow them. So, how do we ensure that the name of the Lord is lifted high and regarded as holy? How do we make certain that others recognize the goodness of God from us? How do we demonstrate our gratefulness for God for delivering us, for saving us, for keeping us, and even sustaining us? It's quite simple. As noted in our devotion, we show it through our actions, our activities, and our attitudes. In essence, we are the evidence. We are the living proof of God's goodness. Our loved ones, our co-workers, and others that we encounter day to day should be able to see the goodness of God working in and through us. The reality is this, children of God, that people won't know about this kind, loving, amazing God unless we show them. Family, as we go throughout the day and the week, let's keep this in mind. How can I honor God with my life? What does my life say about the God that I served? One of my favorite quotes of all time says, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." We have to reflect God in our actions. And with this in mind, let us pray together. God, we love you. God, we honor you. We thank you for being such an amazing God. So amazing that you would send your son, Jesus Christ, oh God. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we choose to live a bold life for him. God, we choose to be a reflection of your goodness and your kindness in the world. God, we ask right now that as we go about our day and as we go about the week, oh God, let your people see your son, Jesus, coming forth through us, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done, oh God. So God, we ask right now that you let our lives do the talking, oh God. Let our lives do the work of us, oh God, showing how amazing and wonderful you truly are. So God, when it's all said and done, we can say that we are your children. And God, it is in your holy son Jesus' name that we do pray. And all of God's creation says, amen. Thank you so much for joining us, and I pray that you have an amazingly blessed day. We look forward to having you join us each Sunday for worship in person or online, and you can follow us or check on our website at rayofhope.org or look on Facebook Live or YouTube at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. And of course, like always, you may join us here next Wednesday for prayer. But until then, children of God, stay encouraged and be well.